Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the pizza box. I'm the gas cow. I want to be like you.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't pinch yourself. It's true. We're right back with another show. This time it's the rumor mill, and rumor has it, and we're getting our rumors direct quotes from Bob Arum. Terrence Crawford has the pick of the litter, whoever he wants, and we'll give you those three magical names right after we go to the Golden State and talk to the hipster, none other than Matthew Hunter. Matthew, I know you're happy today, brother. All these hardcore topics must have you excited.
And especially with one of these names being listed still. And I know me and you off air before the show were having a fierce discussion and debate about the quality of one of those names. And if that fight is made, I'm happy. The other two, not so much. So I can't wait to talk about it. Can't wait to get some calls about it. It's going to be a good show.
Well, I say you go ahead and stay in the driver's seat and lead off. Let everybody know all the facts because this is, a show that suits the hardcores.
True. And I'm just going to read Bob Arum's words. This is from badlefthook.com. And he told Fight Hub this. Well, I think that we have three guys in the running for it, referring to the Terrence Crawford fight. There may be more, but three guys my matchmakers have mentioned. One is the African kid that's number one in the WBC. I forget his name, Amir something or other. He's referring to Amir Rahman, of course, who was born in Albany, New York. We're going to have to fight him eventually. The other is Granados, who had a good fight. And the third is Felix Diaz. So those are the three names. Amir Rahman, Adrian Granados, and my boy, the Dominican Fire himself, Felix Diaz. So, as a hardcore, I'm obviously waving the flag of Felix Diaz. I think he is a true, legit top 10 fighter. And potentially two weight classes at 140 and 147. I think he doesn't get the shine that he deserves. He beat Lamont Peterson, I don't care what you say, and he dominated Sammy Vasquez. He's good. He is the goods as well, an Olympian. That fight, if made, plus it being a Al Haymon, Bob Arum fight, further proving that this Cold War is pretty much almost over, I think is good. I think it'd be good for boxing. I think it'd be a tremendous fight stylistically. But the other two, they have something to be desired, especially that Amir Rahman fight. I don't know what the WBC is thinking about making him the mandatory.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to feel about this. Essentially, the truth is Crawford, faced his mandatory in a big unification bout with Victor Postol. And then, these names, they just don't excite me. I mean, Crawford has had, he's been feasting, bro. He's been feasting. Let's just stop it. Klimov, Sanabria, Klimov, Burns, a small Gamboa.
Oh, don't do the whole small Gamboa shit. Because we have people that call in and think that Gamboa can beat Lomachenko.
Listen to me. A very, very chinny Delorme. I'm a hardcore, man.
He was top 10 at the time.
I'm a hardcore, man. I've been watching Delorme. Listen to me. I'm a hardcore. I've been watching Delorme since he was signed to three promoters at once. Okay? I was watching him since he started his career at 147, and he got knocked out into the 140-pound division. And at 140, because when Juan Carlos Abreu knocked him out, He decided I'm too little for this division, went down to 140 and kept getting knocked down. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. Crawford is the goods. He's fucking skillful. He passes the eye test, but it's enough feasting. It's enough feasting, man.
You got to give him the postal win. You got to give him the Gabbro win and the Ricky Byrne win.
Listen,
those three wins are good. You have to admit that.
Listen to me. Even Victor Postal does absolutely nothing for his profile. Listen to me.
We're not arguing about his stardom and his profile.
I'm arguing it all. I'm arguing it all. He is a brand. You know, we look at these fighters as franchises. He did 50,000 pay-per-views. He should not be overlooking these three measly names. He's not building his star power. He's not building his profile or his brand. Felix Diaz, Granados, Amir Iman, those names are no different than Hank Lundy, Derry Jean, Thomas DeLorme. They don't do nothing. They don't move the needle. Was Gamboa small? Yes, but he had star power. He gave him that crossover appeal. Was Ricky Byrne an easy fight? Yes, but it was an international fight in which he went and tested, you know, faced adversity by fighting in enemy grounds. But it's enough feasting. It's enough, man. We need a good fight. And if there are none, the same way, the same guys that are begging Gennady Golovkin to move up will beg this guy to move up. Who's he fighting right now? Are we really about to watch fucking Granados? We didn't even want Granados for Broner. We were then saying that was a sparring partner.
Then what name would you recommend for Terrence Crawford right now?
Again, I don't know. I'll get into it. I mean, you know.
You mentioned
O'Hara Davis. O'Hara Davis. Fuck it.
What? No, O'Hara Davis? Are you fucking
Listen.
Proven than he is.
I took the words. I took it back. I said he's not big enough. You're right. This is why I'm saying this guy's got to get out this division, bro.
I agree with that. 140 is a wasteland right now.
There's nothing here. Listen, I'm going to read off the names for our listeners and callers that are out there. We're going to jump out to the phone lines. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion. You want to tell us who Bud Crawford should be fighting. Is he doing the right thing by having these three names on his buffet table? But if you want to call us internationally, add the name Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. I am your host. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at NestGTO. Add us on Skype if you want to join us in this conversation. Bud Crawford is at the top of the pack. At 140, Victor Postal, who he already beat, is behind him. Julius Ndongo, who just stepped on the scene with his knockout over Edward Trudowski, is there. John Molina Jr., who he already beat, is there. Ricky Byrne, who he already beat, is there. Sergey Lipinets, who didn't look too good Saturday. He definitely looks like, you know, he would give problems to Crawford, but Crawford's style, the slickness, the good box.
Also, Lipinets' like 11th fight, though. We have to put that in perspective.
It doesn't matter. He's highly ranked. He's highly ranked, and you have to mention him. And, to be honest, the same way we say, oh, Triple G will beat this guy and that guy without seeing him in the ring, you know, do you really need to see Lipinets? Are you saying that he's the one? Is he the one to dethrone Crawford?
No, I don't think anyone at 140 can dethrone him. The only thing that can beat him at 140 is guys moving up, like a Mikey Garcia, like if a Lomachenko did it or something like that. Robert Easter Jr. Those guys, if they move up to 140, those are interesting matchups to me. But right now, the 140 division stagnated. It did. You had champions that didn't defend against the best competition, like an Adrian Broner, who fought Akhradiv or whatever his fucking name is. You know, so like,
I'm going to say it. Bruce Trampler, Todd DeBuff, Bob Arum, Sita, Fred, Lee Samuels, Rick, Frank, all you guys, whoever's listening, give us Crawford Jesse Vargas better. I know you want to keep it in-house. I know that that's what has to be done. You know, you need to be as economical as possible and, you know, try and, you know, get as much money as possible. Do it at an in-house top-ranked fight. Do it in Omaha, Nebraska.
He is a bigger star than
Stop it. Okay, stop it. I'm going to have to find a fucking smack soundbite because you're.
What do you mean, man? Like, what?
Jesse Vargas had a pay per view with Manny Pacquiao. And you want
to. He didn't sell that. Come on, man. The pay per view did what? 300,000 pay per view buys? 400,000 pay per view buys? That's all Pacquiao.
People that see.
Did Birdo sell the pay per view against Mayweather? No.
But it made him a bigger star.
It did not make Birdo a bigger star. Get the fuck out of here. No casual remembers Andre Birdo's name. No casual does.
All right, so listen. That is the question that we're going to ask people. The first question when they call in is, who's the biggest star, Jesse Vargas or Felix fucking Diaz Jr.? Bro, you are waving.
Felix Diaz was on free television, man. Just saying.
You are waving that.
Millions of people saw him fight.
You're waving that hipster flag high, and you're going to go down to.
Felix Diaz is a better fight than Jesse Vargas, too, man. We know it. Come on.
But it at least puts Crawford in a division with sharks.
True, but he's not a shark in that division, man. Jesse Vargas isn't a shark. He's another cherry.
Once he's there, there's no going back.
I guarantee in 2 years, 3 years' time, if he fought Jesse Vargas next, you will downplay that fight and downplay that. You will.
Two, 3 years from him, but not right now moving up. Not right now moving up in division, taking on Jesse. No, that's a top 10 welterweight. What are you shaking your head? No. Like, are you a hardcore or are you not?
I'm just saying, if he moves up, I'd rather see him fight the Manny Pacquiao's, the Keith Thurman's, the Tim Bradley's, the good guys of the division, not Jesse Vargas. I don't want it. If we want him to achieve greatness and strive for greatness, then go all out. Don't go half ass in that shit.
Go all out. What? Pacquiao doesn't want to give him the fight.
He wants that 147. Crawford doesn't want to move up to 147. That's what you got to do. You got to move up to 147.
Well, this is what we're arguing, that there's a no man's land at 140, and he must move up.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But right now, it doesn't look like that's happening. Right now, we're either going to get Amir Rahman, Adrian Granados, or Felix Diaz.
And you
Felix
should
Felix Diaz is a good fight.
Should be pitching, you should be having the fucking fire and the pitchforks in front of his house. That's the point of this show. Not to say it's a good fight, because it's not.
It is a good fight, though.
It does nothing for Crawford. Nothing.
And nothing we know stardom, but it's a good win. It's a good opponent.
He is going to beat him.
There's a place for people like that.
Will happen. No one will know. Felix Diaz is mute damn near. What? When have you heard him say anything? What
it's
memorable
not about that to me. It's not about that to me.
Exactly. Sorry. Because you don't understand that this is a business.
I understand that. I just don't give a shit.
In order for us to see Crawford versus Pacquiao or Thurman or Danny, he needs to appeal to the casual fans. He needs a bigger fight than Felix fucking Diaz, bro. Who essentially on paper has a win over Sammy Vasquez, who fucking Luis Collazo, who we thought was out, knocked him out. Felix couldn't even do that. An old man did that.
Felix Diaz is a 140 pounder. He's not a 147 pounder.
You see?
And let's be honest, he beat Lamont Peterson, who everyone wants to see fight Keith Thurman now. Come on, man. Felix Diaz is the goods, and you know it. He's not the goods like Crawford is, but.
Are you picking
Felix? I want to see Crawford against guys like that. I do.
Felix Diaz over Crawford.
I'm not picking Felix Diaz over Crawford. Hell no.
Exactly. So
I'm not picking Jesse Vargas over Crawford. Hell no. I get Felix Diaz a way tougher. Okay.
You may not be. All right. Listen, look, we can play this game. You may not be picking Jesse Vargas over Crawford, right? Who the fuck has a better opportunity of knocking Crawford out? Felix Diaz or Jesse?
Jesse Vargas. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
But who has a better chance to outbox Crawford? Is Felix Diaz.
Outbox him.
Felix Diaz was Olympian. He's a master of getting off the center line.
Crawford is the living incarnation of Pernell Whitaker in the ring.
Oh, my God. I'm still picking Crawford. I'm saying who has the better chance. I'm not saying Felix Diaz is going to do it, but who has the better chance?
Okay, so let's be clear. You mean better chance at outboxing him between.
Than Jesse Vargas.
Between not saying that. Fighters. Between those two specific fighters.
Yes. Between Felix Diaz and Jesse Vargas, Felix Diaz has a better chance about boxing.
Of course Diaz is going to be the better boxer because he's a smaller fighter who needs to fucking move around and dance and prance. Jesse's going to come kill or try to.
And oh my God, dude. The Jesse Vargas fight, it will look so much worse than the Felix Diaz fight.
Listen, I'm not banging a drum for Jesse. I'm banging a drum for Crawford to get out of a division that has names that no one can pronounce. Postal, Ndongo, Travanarski, Lipinets, Privatnikov, Yigits, Davis, Okada, Jack Cottrell. Well, he's from the UK. I've been hearing he's pretty good too. My UK's spy's been keeping me up to date. But he's still ranked number 12. Nobody needs to see that. Look at this guy, Ricky Sisamundo. I mean, this division is like, you need a thesaurus. You need a fucking Jeffrey on your side just to talk about this division. He needs to move, bro. Stop holding him down.
No, I agree with that. The Stop only fights he should take at 140 should be a Mikey Garcia or a Lomachenko fight. And he should move up. I have been saying that for a very long time.
Felix Diaz.
Because that's what we have. We have three options.
We don't have that. We fucking petition all three names and force Bob to look deeper. Go back in the bag. Do not make Diaz a viable option. It was good.
I think it's a better option than Jesse Vargas. If he gives me something better than Jesse Vargas, I'll sign on.
Honestly speaking, that option was good last year in December, but they gave us Molina. You can't get too easy. Come on, man.
Do you think Felix Diaz is as easy as John Molina?
It doesn't matter. For Crawford, it's easy. Crawford is a beast, man. And he's a killer. He comes
just in. Just because he's great doesn't mean he shouldn't fight the top 10 guys still.
Top 10.
What, Felix Diaz isn't top 10? He beat Lamont Peterson. Come on, we know that. Regardless of those bullshit decisions, we know Felix Diaz outboxed Lamont Peterson. Was a top 10 140 pounder, right?
All right, man. If you want to add us on Skype, you must add us first. You can't just call in, buddy. So add us. Let's get to Brandon in Houston. Oh, before I do that, I gotta get to the sponsors. I do apologize, but you know what it is around here.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
I will say this before I get to any callers. Like, you know, because I want the fight to be meaningful, okay, both in rankings and in star building power, get a Broner fight.
I would take a Broner fight over everyone that we've mentioned, excluding obviously Manny Pacquiao and like Keith Thurman's and stuff like that. But Broner is better than Felix Diaz. Broner is better than Jesse Vargas, 100%. Not denying that at all.
I'm not denying it either. I think that's the fight. If you want to make a big fight in that division, it's with Broner. Bob supposedly called Broner with some good numbers on a Pacquiao fight. If that can't happen, you know, give him the Crawford. Or give Crawford. I mean, this is crazy, all right? This is why I'm saying we need to petition this bullshit, because here goes Bob with two good fighters, and they're both looking for opponents. And they both are horrible names. Like, one is talking Jeff fucking Horn. The other one is talking Granados and Amir Iman. Like, no disrespect to them, but they're coming off of losses. Like, let's see them, you know. Like, if Granados would have beat Broner, then yeah. That was the right thing, but what are you saying? Well, how are you saying that Granados is an option coming off a loss, bro? Like, and maybe some will say, well, no, that's Granado deserves it. He beat Broner, because there are some people that thought.
Yeah, you get some that think that, but that's a minority. That is.
I know. Listen, man. Brandon, you're up in Houston.
What up, Boxing Voice? Hey, I kind of agree with both of y'all. Like, I like the Jesse Vargas fight. I think that's a perfect step up fight. But the Felix Diaz fight as well. The Felix Diaz fight as well would draw, like, I don't know how big the Dominican population is, but you know, I think that would draw some fans, you know, some of the Latino fans to come see Crawford fight.
Yeah, I doubt that.
What
man.
Do you guys think?
No, I doubt that. Name the last Dominican that was popular and that fucking sold seats. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I mean, Joan Guzman.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, man. There's just no star power in Felix. You don't think I want to bang the drum for my Dominican brother? I want to bang the drum. But he doesn't even say anything. He just sits there with his head down. But, he doesn't get a haircut or nothing.
But he's such a good boxer. Man, the way he slips off.
I will say this. He's an Olympian. I think they could sell that if they really, really tried. But I don't think the only way that the Felix Diaz fight would make sense to me is if they did it on PBC, which we all know that's not going to happen. If they did that on free TV on PBC and had somebody else on the undercard, that would be a good fight. But it wouldn't do well numbers on HBO or anywhere else.
Listen, I'm going to say this. I hope Crawford stuck around long enough to hear the show. I'm going to go ahead and take everything back, and I'm going to say if he can make the weight, fuck it then. Let him feast on everybody at 140 until he can't make the weight. What could I say? You know what I mean?
Does Crawford have an exclusive HBO deal?
There's other guys doing it, Matt. There's other guys just staying in their division and just beating everybody in that division, no matter who they are, good or not. So whatever, let them dominate that division, I guess.
Yeah, Triple G is doing it.
Yeah.
Brandon, I'm out, brother.
Thanks for letting me call and vent. Hit that like button, everybody. Let's go. Boxing Voice.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. He's absolutely right. If you're watching this on YouTube in the present, future, present, and past, we would love you to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, and it gets us new callers. We're going to go to an alumni caller around these parts, Joey from Indiana. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, Ness? Man, I've been trying to get through for like the last week, bro. You've been having mad callers, man. But, all right, let me start off first, man. I got to say, I'm picking Granados. I would love to see Granados and Crawford, but here's my catch.
Joey, come on.
It's got to be in Chicago. It's got to be in Chicago. Reason why, Crawford's got to stay busy. He's not – if it's nailed down to them three guys, what you're saying, Matt, you can't keep waiting for a big fight with Broner or Danny or whoever or one of them guys. Well, you got to keep your fighters busy. So Crawford hasn't fought this year yet, has he?
No, he has not. But Granados, come on, Joey. That's not
– get him this fight.
Why not Felix Diaz?
I don't see – hey, I'll tell you what. That there's no, it's not marketable. It'll be a lame fight.
Granados is marketable? Nobody knows who Granados is.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. If they
you're did, from that area, Joey. Of course you know who Granados is. Like, you're a little bit biased in a way. You're, like, geographically biased.
Hey, Joey, don't sweat it, bro. This guy's the new MD whenever it comes to Felix Diaz. He's going to attack and argue with everybody.
Matt, if you had that, if that fight was in Chicago, I guarantee you that stadium would sell out. It would be a raucous crowd. And it'll be an interesting fight, which Crawford will probably get him
Joey,
out of there, still.
Joey, if that fight was in Nebraska, it would sell out. So that means nothing. Or Omaha, wherever he's from.
As a promoter, you got to.
Wait, that is the same place.
You got to keep your fighter busy. Like, you got to keep Crawford busy, man. He's probably going to have two or three fights this year. Two out of three fights are going to be layups. And this is probably going to be a layup. So I don't have a problem with it. You can't fight, you know, the top. Who else is going to fight? He wants the Pacquiao fight, so maybe he'll get that net in November. But for now, keep the fighter active and busy.
He's already had so many showcases, though, man. I have to agree with Ness on that one. He's feasted on cherries.
Damn, you're calling everybody cherries. Holy shit.
John Molina Jr. was a cherry, dude. Like, I'm fucking over it, man.
That wasn't a cherry.
That was a fucking bullshit fight, and we all know it.
That was the bridge to thaw the Cold War. Now
the Felix Diaz fight should have been the first one, and then he should have moved on from Felix Diaz and fought Broner by now. Dude, we know it. Come on, man. Like,
Hey, Matt, we've seen what happened to the guy who kept fighting cherries, though, right? So maybe Crawford need to take notice, because what happened last Saturday, the dude that kept fighting cherries, he got that one loss on his record now. So Crawford need to you're right. You may need to fight somebody better, man. But, Ness, good to hear from y'all, man. I've been trying to get through one time all day. I'll talk to y'all Sunday.
Hey, Joey, I don't know if you heard yesterday's show, bro, but we got some exclusive, not exclusive, the very shirt that Thurman wore into the ring. Only Thurman and TBV got him. I don't know if you know, man. Better keep your eye on Patreon. Let's get out the blind man. Oh, actually, blind man, one moment. We got to get to Amin. Amin, what's going on?
Yo.
In the nation's capital, what's up?
Yo, check this out. Crawford, if he don't fight Vargas, then he got to move up. And this seems to be the curse of 135. Like, once you start at 135, this happened to Garcia, this happened to most, this happened to Broner. Between 130, 135, you get to that point to 140. 140 never really been that sick or the people that stayed there, because when Danny ran 140, he was the name and he cleared out whoever was left. It took him a while to move up. I'm not agreeing with what's going on, but I say, you know, them three cats, you know, the Diaz fight would be a high fight, but fighting Vargas would mean more because it's a name in that Vargas fought Pacquiao. It might be a little bit more competitive because Vargas might be going into that fight a little bit more confident, feeling like, yo, I fought on the level of Pacquiao. And even though, you know, people might say what they want, you know, it might make it a more compelling fight to the more casual fan. So as far as just, but, you know, with ability, Crawford has too much ability to be in the ring with the Vargas, and he needs to move up. But, you know, like I said, a lot of them cats had that problem, you know, between 135. They hang around at 140 for a little bit, and then by the time it's time to move up to 147, you know, they either sink or swim. So I think he has the ability to be successful at 147, and I just think it's time, man. That's my call.
All right, Amen. Thanks for calling in. Blind Man Brad, you're up.
All right, like it's like this. There's reality, and then there's the stuff that's in our heads. Everybody has a dream fight. Everybody wants, you know, what they want. But there's three offers here. And to be honest, Crawford is going to beat either three of these guys, and I think everyone knows that. But Adrian Broner, he fought Adrian Granados, right? And a lot of people feel that, maybe not a lot, like you guys are saying, but people feel like that was a match, right? Well, I mean, I guess that's the second best option to him fighting Broner, at least at this weight class. I mean, there's the menu, and then there's, you know, like, hey, there's another restaurant down the road. I mean, this is what we're working with. Well, I would go with the Granados fight. You know?
Wow, so you like Granados?
It's not that I like it. It's just you guys are talking about what sells. Well, he has to be known for the guy that lost to Adrian Broner. So, I mean, what is these other guys? What is, when it comes to reputable opponents, what have they done in a casual mind? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Makes sense. You're right. Even losing to Broner is more popular than having a close decision loss to Lamont Peterson.
But I agree that the best fight of the three, Matt wins with Felix Diaz. But really, when it all comes down to it, what is he trying to do here? He's trying to solidify himself at this weight. And either way, I mean, it's for there's other reasons than just simply like, hey, best fighter versus best fighter. We all know that. Like, it's about stardom. It's about things like that, too, that, well, I mean, that's the best package that I would see, you know, in full when it comes to this Adrian Granados. But, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't pick it at all. And like I said, I'd rather go to the restaurant down the road, and that's about it.
All right, Brad. Well, thanks for calling in. Great call. Let's get out to Marty Sway on Skype. Talk to us.
I don't know why y'all hating on Felix Diaz. That's a good fight right there.
Don't say y'all. It's Ness. It's not me.
I heard Matt was saying, like, I heard Matt was hating.
What? I'm the one waving the flag here. You must have misheard.
I'm trolling.
Matt is the hater, bro.
I ain't the hater.
No, I gotta agree with Matt though, because Felix Diaz, that's a good fight. That's a 50-50 fight right there. And I heard he was gonna fight Adrian Granados too after. He was gonna fight Adrian Granados, right?
Nah, just that's one of the names floated out. That's not for sure. Nothing's for sure.
Well, either way, I mean, Bud Crawford, like, he's a boxing after dark fighter, so to me at least. If he doesn't fight Vargas, like, I don't think he's going to ever really get a
boxing after dark fighter. He's a champion, a two-weight champion.
Yo, that's at least two or three people now that said they want to see him fight Vargas. See, people want to see him test themselves, bro. You can't just, like, yo, whatever. If you can make the weight, stay in the division. I got to be consistent. I say that for anybody who can make the weight. So, fuck it. You know, Vargas can make the weight. Let him go ahead and eat on all the top 10 dudes. But if you want to be great, bro, jump up and wait, man.
But if you're great and jump up and wait, you don't fight a Jesse Vargas. You fight somebody better than that.
Dude, as your first fight, you're going to fight the dude. See,
you compare him to Pernell Whitaker. If he's that good, listen, you do it.
No. Dude, every fighter has a trajectory, right? And each move has to be strategic. It would be intelligent where he would give the hardcore fans and the casual fans each just enough. You fight Jesse Vargas, you giving me as a hardcore, I think that's a good fight to get into the division when Danny Garcia took two catch weights, okay? He had two catch weights before he actually fought a welterweight, so stop it. If Crawford goes right and fights fucking Jesse Vargas, the casual says, oh, wow, this guy just fought the guy that Manny Pacquiao fought. That's who he's fighting. That's the guy that Manny Pacquiao fought. So it's good for him as a brand, Crawford. I hope you stuck around this long because they always listen to the beginning and they're like, boom, I hate that dude, Ness. No, I just want what's best for him as a brand to grow. I mean, if we want to see him truly with Pacquiao, he has to be able to warrant the fight. Can't just be based off skill because
Prince Algieri warranted it off of what?
Being off of his look. Off of his look, that pretty boy look, the all-American boy, and he got the big title
shot. They're avoiding Crawford because of that look as well.
Listen, he got the big title shot with Povotnikov, and he jumped up. Crawford doesn't want to go up. He doesn't want to go up. You said it yourself. How are you going to blame Chris Algieri now? Come on, Matt. Be consistent. Ali from Dago, tell Matt he's bugging tonight.
What's up with y'all, man? You know, I see both of y'all points, but I want to say with the last caller, I agree to a certain extent as far as the Felix Diaz fight. I agree with him and Matt, but I think he went too far saying it's a 50-50 fight. You know, I think it's about a 70-30 fight for Crawford, you know, but I feel like the Vargas-Granado fights is more for the casual fan, you know, but Felix Diaz is more for a hardcore fan because as a hardcore fan, I want to see Crawford tested with another real skillful boxer. Like Thomas Delorme was a good boxer, but I think Felix Diaz is a little bit more skillful. So I want to see him tested with that type of ways against a brawling guy that comes to fight, you know, and then he beats up the brawler with no head movement and all that. That's good to see sometimes, but I like to see different style. So I like the Felix Diaz fight. And I feel like if Crawford were to fight Jesse Vargas, that would help him more to get a Manny Pacquiao fight because that's a common opponent, you know. And that's basically all I got, Boston Boy. Keep up the good work and hit that like button, y'all.
See, only Matt doesn't get it, you know?
I get it.
How am I going in on Crawford when I'm giving him a lobby? You know, if this were volleyball,
I didn't say you were going in on Crawford.
No, people in the chat saying I'm going in on Crawford. If this was volleyball, I just set him up for the fucking spike by giving him Jesse, baby. You do what you normally do.
That's an easy win at 147.
If you're Crawford, if you're Terrence Bud Crawford and you do what you normally do, you do that versus Jesse Vargas, Max Kellerman and Jim Lampley will be slobbering on air saying how this guy needs to get the fight. Come on, bro. It's easy.
I think Crawford is better than that. That's all. I'm very high on Crawford. I think skill-wise, he could be the best pound for pound. Off of the pure eye test, he is one of the best boxers in the world right now.
Okay, but better than what exactly? I don't understand. He's better than that. He's better. What is he better than?
He's a guy that can jump up a division and fight a champion and win.
Okay, what champion would you like him to fight at 147? That's feasible, man. This is reality, bro. We living in the real world. What champion could he fight at 47? He ain't going to fight Timothy Bradley because, yo, bro, we friends, bro.
They're friends. Yeah, they are. Friends,
bro. My little brother, man. I was spawning him. Get out of it with that.
I'll put it this way. If if Terrence Crawford had a different promoter than Manny Pacquiao's promoter, they would have pushed for that fight harder. But the fact is, he has the same promoter as Manny Pacquiao, so there's a conflict of interest.
Matt,
all on air at top rank.
Dancing, you're not giving any solutions at all. You know what I'm saying?
I think he should fight Al Haymon welterweight. I think he should fight the winner. He should fight the winner of Sean Porter, Andre Berto. That's a better fight than Jesse Vargas, in my opinion.
I mean, that's a good fight, I guess. But some would argue that Vargas is a better fighter than Berto.
But I assume Sean Porter is going to win that fight. So I'm saying fight Sean Porter, basically.
I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean?
He is. I'll give you that. If Andre Berto somehow like flash knocked out Sean Porter and Andre Berto won that fight, I would rather see the Jesse Vargas fight. I'll be honest about that.
He has
Sean Porter's going to win that fight.
He could time Porter with an overhand right.
No, he could. He has the power to. You know, he could do it.
Power. I mean, it's possible, but
I'm thinking Sean Porter's going to win that.
I mean, I think the probability of Porter wearing him down is more likely. Let me get to Marcus. Whoa. Oh. Elevator music for sure. Desperados.
Marcus is in the mood, man. He's sipping some whiskey, smoking a cigar, listening to some classical music.
Walter El Toro from Indiana.
Hey, man. Unfortunately for Terrence Crawford, he's stuck in the middle. There's big fights at 135 and there's big fights at 147. If he moves up, I think he should probably fight like a Jesse Vargas, just like Ness said, because you can't fight like the top guy once you move up. Look at Andre Ward. He had to fight Alexander Brand to kind of acclimate to weight. So I think that would be a good fight. But as far as like these three options, probably Granado, to be honest. He's probably the most marketable.
But who's the better fighter?
Who's
the toughest opposition, Felix Diaz or Granados?
I think probably Felix Diaz, but the most marketable, because say if he beats Granados in a better fashion than Broner did, that'll probably set up a Broner fight, and that'll be even bigger. Say if he knocks Granados out in Chicago in like 5 or 6 rounds, so that'll be a bigger fight for Terrence Crawford, because I don't think the Manny Pacquiao fight is really going to happen, to be honest. Otherwise, we'll be talking about it right now. Yeah, that's my call. I just wanted to get some... get that out the way, man. But hey, appreciate the show, man. Big fan of you guys.
Well, we're glad to have you, brother. Walter, man, we're glad you're able to get on, and hope to have you back. Thanks for calling in. We're going to jump out.
You want to go back to Marcus really fast?
See
if he's back.
Let's give him some time.
Okay.
Get out to the Skype machine.
I told y'all a long time ago that Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Right hand, down goes Kirkland. Step me up.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, I'm back for round two. I'm back. So, what three names are on the board?
Adrian Granados, Amir Iman, and Felix Diaz Jr.
Amir Iman, I guess.
Amir Iman, after seeing him get punished by Granado. I mean, I don't understand what people are wanting here.
Milkman, you got to explain that to me, man. Like, come on.
I mean, honestly, I think, I don't know, man. I think style-wise, I really see that, man. I mean, Adrian Broner and Granados had a good scrap. I thought Broner still won. I don't know. Style wise, I think it'll make for a better fight. I don't know. Just call me crazy, man. You know, just because one guy punished one guy doesn't mean necessarily it's gonna look the same way when another guy steps in there with him. So I don't know. I really don't like either one of those names. But if I just had to pick one, I guess give me a Amir Iman. Let me ask you this. So Terrence served his whole sentence, right? Like that shit is done, right?
No, it's not done. He's repealing it. And just for the record, Amir Iman only has one win since that Adrian Granados loss. And his opponent in that one win had a record of 16-19.
And somehow he's ranked in the WBC.
And is the mandatory.
And let me think. Also, when was the last time Terrence Crawford fought?
He fought John Molina Jr.
Last December when he fought Molina.
Yeah, man. Give him a mirror mind. Let him dust a mirror mind off. Be some easy work, you know, just to kind of shake any little bugs he might have on him, you know, after going through some legal shit. You know, his mind, you know, that will help him make sure his mind is straight. You know what I'm saying? I think physically he'll be all right, but I think a fight with a mirror mind isn't that taxing mentally. So. Yeah, throw him in there, man. Let him get a soft touch, man. Let the man get a soft touch. I'm out, man.
All right, Milkman. All right. Soft touch, he says.
That was the softest touch you can possibly imagine. I cannot imagine a softer touch than Amir Aman right now. Come on.
Well, I mean, he does have a point. Styles make fight. Doesn't necessarily mean that Terrence would do what Granados did. And before Granados did what he did, we thought Amir was like, the young master.
Terrence Crawford starches Imam. Like, come on, man. Like, at least, like, Granados is tough enough to make a lasted decision. Felix Diaz is a good boxer, but Amir Aman, come on, man. Like,
I wonder how long you've been feeling that way. I mean, I don't think I would have said that before Granados did what he did.
I'll put it this way. I wouldn't say it before Granados did what he did, but I'm definitely not going to say that Amir Aman is going to put in a good fight when he hasn't had a good fight since that Granados loss. He hasn't built back up. You're going to throw him back in there with Crawford? That's worse than Crawford moving up and fighting a Manny Pacquiao or Keith Thurman. You're like, oh, he can't do that. Well, Amir Aman can't just jump into a Terrence Crawford fight.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't.
You should use that same logic. Don't be a hypocritical here, Ness.
I'm not. I didn't want any of these names. You wanted these names.
I didn't want these names. I wanted Felix Diaz.
You wanted, yeah, see? You fall in the category of these names. Marcus from D.C.
Yo, man, it's not like it's a great choice between the three, man. Let's just keep it 1,000% honest, okay? That's number one. But if you have to take anybody, I think Granados has the highest profile. I think so, you know, and he just fought a potential opponent in Broner and really did pretty solid in there. I'm not going to say he won, but he did pretty solid. And I think Amir Aman, he's had a soft touch. He needs another viable opponent, I think, to become viable in that conversation again. And Felix Diaz, his profile is just so low. I mean, his is just by hardcores who believe he won the Lamont Peterson fight. And he knocked out, who was that, Vasquez or something?
He ain't knocked out no Vasquez.
That Vasquez.
He beat Vasquez. He didn't knock him out.
Yeah. Old man Collazo did it. So old man Collazo should get a shot at fucking Terrence Crawford.
Knocked him out. If Collazo could come down, like I said, man, Bud jumped up two divisions, really, in all honesty. He probably still can make 35.
Are you crazy? Hey, yo, we about to come confiscate that fucking trophy. Did you not see 2 days with Terrence Crawford? He was fucking, he looked like a hot dog wrapped in saran wrap trying to lose weight. Stop playing, man. Talking about he can make 135.
Man, when I seen him, he looked as small as Hank Lundy did at the function, man.
Terrence Crawford is kind of small. Like, he's going to be small 147.
But the one thing is for sure, I know he'll be up too high if he's at 47. I do know that, though. Right now, where he is in his career and where his stature is, 47 is too big for him. Now, he may concede with somebody like a Collazo, who's not a huge welterweight, but, you know, I think we're pushing. And I think, like the previous caller said, it's that in-between stage, like, it's Danny-ish in some sense. It's like you're not all the way ready for 47, but you're constantly too big for 140. So, if I had to pick, I say Granados because he has the highest stature right now. If he's going to go in there and look for a dynamic win. Otherwise, I mean, really, all those are nondescript. The opponents after he just had Molina, I mean, obviously, he's a unified champion. But I think now our expectation for what he should be doing is a little bit higher. And I think he should also have those same expectations after taking that soft touch in Molina. And don't get it wrong, Molina is a soft touch. So that's my call.
Marcus always dropping fire in his calls, man. I love it.
Yeah, man. Good call. Good call. 714-614-654-714. You're live on TBV. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Tuna from Orange County.
What's your name, brother?
Tuna from Orange County.
Tuna?
Tuna, like a, yeah, like a.
What?
Like a fish.
Oh, tuna from Orange County. All right, brother. So you're live on TBV. Terrence Crawford has three options on the table, according to his promoter, Bob Arum, Amir Iman, Adrian Granados, and Felix Diaz Jr. Which one you want?
Personally, I say Adrian Granados. I mean, he didn't knock out Amir Iman. He just fought Adrian Bonner. He put up a good fight. I personally thought he lost by a round. And, I mean, Felix Diaz is a good fighter. Like your friend says, he does move off the center line pretty good. But I feel like he doesn't have enough power with Terrence Crawford. And Terrence Crawford is way too much of a amateur fighter, has a good background. He's just too good for Diaz. I mean, personally, I feel like Terrence Crawford needs to move up, but I feel he doesn't have enough power to knock out anyone in the welterweight division. I mean, fuck. I feel like Keith Thurman will probably knock him out. I feel like Kell Brooks will probably knock him out, too. I mean, Errol Spence, no one wants to fuck with Errol Spence. So, I mean, yeah, Terrence Crawford's in a tough spot. I personally think he should leave Bob Arum, but that's what it is, man. Thanks, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Bro, I was just going to ask you, are you a first-time caller? And you answered the question, man. If you want, I would love to play the first-time caller intro and allow you to reintroduce yourself. Your name is... All right, so let me just do that.
My name is actually Alex Santoyo.
All right, one moment. Let me get and play the intro and you introduce yourself like, you know, I don't know, like your Terrence Crawford's next opponent.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut...
Alex Tuna Santoyo from Orange County.
From Orange County. Alex Tuna, thank you for calling in, brother. Longtime listener. Truly appreciate you being a listener and now finally popping that cherry and becoming a first-time caller. We want to hear more of you, all right? Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click that notification so you can get the bell every time we go live. Alex Tuna, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out to JD. From Texas, JD, what's going on? Your boy, Bud Crawford, three names on the table. Amir Iman, Adrian Granados, Felix Diaz Jr.
Based off of those names, I would agree with whoever that was that called in and said Amir Iman, just based off of style. You know,
JD, man, stylistically. Come on, JD. What are you doing here?
Give me a second, because I got something to say to you, too. stylistically, I think this fight makes the more competitive fight, stylistically. Just because Granados was able to, you know, bully him around in the ring don't mean, you know, I don't know. It just, stylistically is the only thing I could say. That's just like Amir Khan. Stylistically, I think he causes problems for Mayweather. Mayweather's not able to knock him out. Stylistically, who knows what would happen in that fight? But we've already seen Felix Diaz.
I'll tell you, he knows the fuck.
Listen, man. Again, Felix Diaz. All he's going to do is get, you know, come forward and get his ass beat. Same with Granado. We've seen this before. We've seen this before, man. So, again. Yo, Mac, get off the sound bites, man. But, you had said something. Like, who's calling for Crawford to be at 147? Is it you guys Baltimore. Calling for him?
Yeah,
he's ready to move up to 147.
Yeah, I think he is.
I mean, we made the accident of saying he should move up because the division looks bad, but then I kind of retracted that because I am a guy that tries to be, you know, consistent. And if a guy can make the weight, he shouldn't be forced out of the weight. So I did retract it, but exactly. You know, it is.
I agree with that point, but I would like to see him.
We're not doing it with Triple G. If we're not doing that with Triple G, let's lead by example.
Let's lead by example. That division, listen, you weren't on, I guess. I could go back and read to you the division. You need a fucking thesaurus just to pronounce all these guys' names or something, bro. It's
No. Do this, though. What we doing with Triple G, we want the guys to come up to fight him. You know what I'm saying? So why not let him reign until, I mean, let's not be...
Like a Mikey Garcia or a Lomachenko or Robert Easter Jr. moves up. Those are quality fights. Yeah, no, JD, we said that on the show. I think I did specifically. Yeah. Like, those are fights I'm okay with.
We gotta wait. How long for Lomachenko and Mikey to come up?
Yeah, but those guys aren't in the division right now.
Exactly. So
I want the best fights right now, and those fights aren't there right now.
Oh my God! So all you're saying is two wrongs make a right. That's what you're saying. Two wrongs make a right. Oh, Canelo's doing it. Oh, Triple G's doing it.
No. What I'm saying is, let him reign. Let him reign. Let him fight the next best guy at 140 until there's a guy that you know a big fight is due for him.
I agree with you. Like, yo, if he can make the weight, fine. But now he's got to wait. You understand that if Ricky Burns wins, we're gonna get a rematch of him destroying Burns for two more titles? Like, it's no man's land. I'm going to have to read it to you. I don't think you know what's going on. He's beating everybody.
No. I got a suggestion. Don't do that. Don't waste your time. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I don't think that Lamont Peterson is a full 147 fighter.
He is.
I still think that he can make that weight.
No way, bro. He
not make that weight.
No way. They made so much. Because they made so much of the fact that he was able to fight this guy Avanesian at 147. That you didn't see the way that Barry was like, go get him. I mean, you're kidding me? No, he's feeling good right now. He doesn't have to starve anymore. You're kidding? And think about how long it's been. Remember, he was out of the ring for a long time. But think about how long it's been since he fought at 140.
And once you move up, it's so hard to move back down. You know that. Once you move up, you're up.
And he looked like all muscle, JD. You kidding me? No way. You're trying to kill the poor kid.
Once you move up, you're up. But Adrian Broner steady bouncing around. Huh?
Adrian Broner isn't a true 147 pounder. He just gets fat.
Adrian Broner's bouncing around, but he's also picking and choosing, bro. He's not.
Adrian Broner is smaller than Granados, man. Come on. Broner's like 5'5", 5'6".
It was just a suggestion.
Broner needs to be campaigning.
He should move up.
Broner needs to be campaigning for the Crawford fight.
Let him reign.
Broner needs to be campaigning for the Crawford fight, and Crawford needs to be calling out Broner. That's his big fight.
If Broner doesn't materialize, he's sitting on his hands.
He don't never want to call nobody out.
But
he
want to
be this good guy. Come on, man. They ducking him. He got to start saying it. Yo, Pacquiao ducking me. He want me to move up. He's a small welterweight. We could meet at a catchweight.
Broner, like he did for Chris Algieri.
Broner steady fighting the other guys in the division like I don't exist. He know I'm right here. This the things he needs to be saying, but he not saying that, man. So, yeah, I want him to move up. If you ain't even at least going to try and get the sexy fights, I want the sexy fights.
I want the best fighting the best. And Amir Amman, Granados, and I'll admit, even Felix Diaz is not the best fighting the best. It just isn't.
What about this Benavidez guy? What about him?
What, Jose Benavidez?
Look, I would take the Benavidez guy, but he's not even – yo, where's he been at? Where's he been at, bro? When's the last time he had a fight? Like, I would take it only because it's a Mexican, so it builds Crawford's brand, because that's what I'm talking about, getting further exposure, becoming bigger, so the next time you do a pay-per-view, you don't get fucking 50,000 buys, man. Get a name under your belt that people know. The last name people knew was Gamboa. He needs a Broner or a Pacquiao or a Jesse Vargas fight, man. He doesn't need Felix fucking Diaz or Miri Mann or fucking Granados. He doesn't, man.
I'm gonna leave y'all with this, man. One week till the GGG hype train, derails.
Yo, I'm so happy that we got to meet, so that I know exactly what it is that you look like. Hopefully, one day, We meet again. And you're right about that. But I highly doubt it, my friend. I highly doubt it. But, yo, I felt the same way about the Peter Quinn.
JD is also a person that thinks Gamboa can move down to 130, a division he's never been at, and beat Lomachenko.
I mean, JD thinks highly of all the fighters he admires. That's the thing.
That's true. If he likes a fighter, he thinks they are world beaters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you heard what he said, you know, about – anyway. Gabe from Salt Lake City. Talk to me.
Man, I couldn't agree more with – first, I want to start off by saying I always hear you say that Ellie Setback's one of the hardest working men in the game. Man, Ness, you guys and Matt's always there. You guys are the best podcast, man. You guys work hardcore. Really appreciate that. I think you guys are the hardest working, in my opinion. But and then I just agree 100% with Crawford, man. He needs to be calling out the big money fights, man. Like, we know his talent. We want to see him put it with the best of the best now. Like, he is unified, you know. He needs to start calling out guys, or he needs to move up. But from between these three fights, I can see the Amir Iman thing, why people want to pick Iman. Because before this, and even the Granados fight, man, that first round, I thought Granados was done. You know, I thought he was going to get him out of there in the first round. So I think Iman just kind of tired out, maybe underestimated Granados to begin with. And, you know, it bit him in the ass, you know?
Yo, that's totally Matt over there hating on you. You're making great points, in my opinion.
Hey, I did the two Mario Bros. Coin update flip or whatever, and then I had to give you one bad one because of the whole Amir Iman thing. I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. He hasn't earned that fight. He hasn't earned the fight, period. I'm sorry.
All right, but these are the names that Father's given you.
And Granados and Felix Diaz are better than that. Come on.
Listen, he's choosing from the names the Bob Father placed before him.
And I disagree with people thinking that the Amir Iman fight is a good fight.
You're a phone jacker.
Yo, I'm not even picking Iman. All I was saying, I understand why they would pick Iman. My personal choice would be Felix Diaz, just because I want to see Crawford in there with the slick boxer, but I've already seen what he can do with the slick boxer with Postal. You know, I know what he can do with the slick boxer. I want to see him put his test to the best of the best. He needs to start calling these guys out. And, man, I kind of got cut off yesterday. I just want to make my pick. I got Lemieux. I think he's going to be able to set up the punches better than Stevenson, the knockout punch, probably around the 10th, 11th round. And Gamboa, man, I think Gamboa just needs to fight the big fights. I don't want to see him fight anybody except a name now. And, man, that's my call, guys. Thanks.
Gabe, thanks for calling in all the way in Salt Lake City. Let's get out to some more callers here. We're going to keep these phone lines lit up.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell them the truth, yo. Tell them the truth.
This portion of the show, we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell them the truth, yo. Tell
them the truth. Yo, you know it ain't no show without Info Joe. What up, Ness? What up, Matt?
What's up?
I agree with the caller before. You guys are the hardest working in the business. Word up on that. Hey, out of the three, I would have to pick Felix Diaz just because I think it'd be a more competitive fight out of the three. My second choice would be Granados. But what's up with Rancis Bartholomew? He's 140.
He's at 135. He went back down to 135.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he needs a name, man. Even these three names are not even big enough for my liking, man. But if I had to choose for a tough fight, I want to see him in a competitive fight being really tested. And if anybody's going to do it, I think it'd be Felix Diaz. Although I was real high on Amir Iman, and I also think sometimes, man, everybody doesn't have a great day at the office. You know, everybody has a bad day, and it could have just been a bad day for Amir Iman. But he needs to build it up before having one more fight that with somebody that we know before he takes on a Crawford, you know, to be realistic. I agree with that with Matt. And that's my call, brother. Peace. Good job.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Info Joe, 2017 Gypsy King. That was your 2017 Gypsy King. Remember to follow hashtag TBV Appreciation Night to check out all the cool photos of our third appreciation.
Got Compa on the line, by the way.
Got Compa on the line. We'll get to him right now. Where, I don't even see him. Oh, I see him. There you go. He just got there. Let's get to Larry in San Francisco.
Hey, big ups to the boxing voice. Thanks for the spontaneous, as always. Hey, Crawford's in a tough spot at 140 with top rank. That puts him in position to not easily get fights. I totally agree with you all, though, that he's got to do his part in terms of calling people out. Don't get in the ring and get asked by Max Kellerman who you want to fight, and you talk about it, whatever. Say a name and say a big name and get that big name at least on blast so you can get him in the ring at some point. However, I disagree wholeheartedly with my boy JB earlier with this Triple G comparisons. Triple G has the Canelo fight incentive to stay at 160. There's more money right there at 160, whereas Crawford, all his money is up. If he goes to 147, he's got huge fights with like four or five people. So in that respect, I would encourage him to move up. Though I do agree, Ness, that if you can make the weight, make the weight and stay there.
Well, Larry, he does have a huge fight with Broner. I think that's a huge fight with Broner. Even though I don't believe in pay-per-view, I think if they chose to do the pay-per-view route, that's the name. And if they don't do pay-per-view and somehow we can, you know, have the boxing gods get involved and they do that one on free TV, it's a huge fight. But those two versus each other, I think that's a huge fight. You don't?
Hey, Larry, I want to ask you, do you think Mikey Garcia is a big fight if he moved up?
I don't think Mikey Garcia, real quick, Ness, I agree with you if they can get Broner, and that'd be tight if it happened. I think Mikey Garcia is a better fight, but not a higher profile, bigger money fight. Not a fight that a fighter would want to choose over the, you know, high profile and big money.
I think it's lesser. I just want your opinion on this, Larry, because I really value your opinion. I do agree that it's a lesser profile fight than like the Broner or the Pacquiao fight, for example. But I do think it's a notch right below those fights. I still think you can put that on pay-per-view and it does around, if you promote it right, around 200,000 pay-per-view buys. You're going to bring in that Mexican demographic with Mikey. You could put that in LA and it could sell out. You know, you could put this in New York and it could sell out. I think that would be a big fight. That to me.
I wouldn't go to LA if I'm Crawford. I'm the fucking A-side. Bring him to Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Big fights deserve to be in big markets.
I'm already selling out. I'm already selling out. Why do I got to go to Mikey's fucking territory? I'm the A side. He's moving up. What the heck? You're crazy, man. You don't know how negotiation works.
Just because you the higher weight class doesn't mean you're the A side.
Dude, Crawford is the Mikey just came back.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
not even ranked at 140. Come on. Who's the? Yeah. Of course, it's Crawford. Crawford's been consistently selling 8,000 to 12,000 people in Nebraska. How are we arguing this? Sometimes I don't know with you, Matt.
Larry, you can go. Sorry for hijacking.
I agree with that. Their ability to sell tickets is not in question, but I disagree, Matt, with the 200,000 pay per views. Triple G might not even get that. But you know, I would love to be wrong on that. But, yeah, if you stay at 140 and you can get Broner, amen. But if you really want to step up and get high-profile fights and make money, Crawford, let's move up. I'm out.
There you have it. That's one of our intelligent callers, too. You know what I mean? It's just the truth. Jamal, Jacksonville, Florida, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, man? What's up?
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, what's up? So did you? I hear the recent news is that he has a new opponent. He's going to fight Imam. You said? I wasn't listening.
No. Actually, the news is that Imam is a possible opponent. Adrian Granados is a possible opponent, and Felix Diaz is a possible opponent, according to Bob Arum.
Well, honestly, If we are looking at who he's going to fight or whatnot, of course, money-wise, there are bigger fights than probably Adrian Granados. You got Mikey Garcia, and you have likely, who's going to get a 140-pounder? You still have Felix Diaz, I think, or I don't know if he's a 140-pounder. But I feel like
If we're really looking for the best competitive fight, it would have to be Adrian Granados, because Adrian Granados, he's setting the play right now. I feel like he's going to be a little slightly more better than than Mary Mom, because he's just going to push those rounds. What do you guys think?
You think that Granados is going to push him?
Yeah, like push him like more heavy set, because I know Amir Imam, he has power, he has speed, he's a good boxer, but like Granados, like he stopped Imam, like one of the
But Granados wasn't big enough or strong enough for Adrian Broner, and he even got to make a better weight. He got the fight at 47, so he didn't even have to struggle to get down. I mean, if he couldn't knock out Broner, why is he gonna grind down a Crawford? Crawford is skilled. And
the Granados fight is going to look just like the John Warner Jr. fight.
Are we really going to not acknowledge that Broner was really breathing hard after the fight? It was almost like a robbery, and his trainer had to help him up because he almost fell down. It was like he almost beat him so mentally and physically that he almost like retired after that fight.
But Broner is a completely different style of fighter with different techniques than Crawford. Like Broner and Crawford are very different boxers.
Likely it will happen. But who do we know at 140 that's going to transition seamlessly from boxing and brawling like Adrian Granados? Amir Imam, he can do that, but not as good as he can.
I don't think it's seamless. I don't think Granados is that good of a boxer.
He's not, but like, let's be honest.
He's a poor man's Madonna.
Really trumps a lot of boxers. Well, let's be honest. The fighters that really trump boxers are the inside fighters. Why? Because people don't train it. If you look at Andre Ward, why is he trumping all these fighters and he doesn't even use that much movement? He's such a good inside fighter. Look at Kurt Zizi, how he beat up on Antoine Douglas. He did something that nobody ever did. He stopped them. And like, I feel like inside fighters are so rare that they just beat just about anybody in the game.
I just don't think Granados is going to do that well against Crawford personally. I think it would look just like the John Molina Jr. fight.
I think it'll be more competitive. Like, I feel like you guys should do a poll and then like maybe you just say like put up on one of your videos, like, and then put like who should he fight in his next fight? Because I feel like Granados, he'll push him more. I feel like Imam.
Gotta get that boomerang status, Jamal, or that ringer. Speaking of boomerangs, we got one. Compa in Los Angeles is live with us.
What up, boxing boys? What up, Nex? What up, Matt? Who off the line?
Just us, baby.
So, hey, but yeah, man, so we're talking about that Crawford, or what's the topic so far?
Crawford, he's got Crawford, three right? options on the table. Amir Imam, Adrian Granados, and Felix Diaz Jr.
I mean, hey, man, I want to see Crawford go up and weigh, man. I mean, to be honest, man, there's been a lot of hype about him. But, I mean, let's just see him go up and weigh, man, if he's that good. You know, they want to compare him. I know I know he's good and all that. I'm not a hater. I like Crawford, but I'm saying, I mean, they compare him to Floyd. I mean, he should go up to 147 and fuck it, fight Danny Swift Garcia. Why not? Make the fight happen, baby. TBV promotion. What do you guys think?
I would love that fight. Over any of these guys mentioned. Danny Garcia, hell yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, hey, and then too also, what were they saying earlier about comparing Crawford to Triple G or something like that?
The whole idea of if he should stay at 140 and feast on subpar competition, similar to what Triple G has done at middleweight.
Okay. Hey, but I don't even know, man. I'm fucking confused right now. I got some other shit going on. But, hey, good looking out, boxing boys. TTV promotions, baby. Hit thumbs up. Sign up for Patreon. Fuck Hipster versus Steven. Fucking Casual versus Mario, baby. Yeah, TVB promotion. Looking out.
All right, compa. Let's get out to Skype.
Official hype man of TVB promotions.
For sure. Let's get out to Skype. Looks like we got a new caller here. Mike, are you a new caller? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, what's up? It's Michael from Scotland. How you doing?
All right, all right. So first time caller, how long have you been listening to the program?
Years.
Oh, that's perfect, perfect. So I'm going to get him play this first time caller intro. You know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hey, what's up? It's Boxing Daft Mick, a.k.a. Smitty, all the way from Glasgow, Scotland. What's up?
Uh-oh, the home of Ricky Burns.
Glasgow's a fun town. I've been there once.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone's drunk.
All day.
So what do you think about Crawford, man? What is your career trajectory plan for Crawford? What should he do? Three options on the table are Amir Iman, Adrian Granados, Felix Diaz Jr. Or do you have your own hypothetical you'd like to see him do?
Personally, I think the best fight is Amir Iman. He's more technically gifted than the rest of the fighters you mentioned. And also, if he wants to make the money, he's got to fight Ricky Burns again, because Ricky Burns is the money fight at 140, you know what I mean? So.
I agree. Burns would be the bigger fight, especially if he's going to go back over there.
But I don't think he goes back over there, does he? Huh? I don't think Crawford goes back over to Scotland for the money to fight Burns, because he almost got robbed in Scotland.
But I mean, second time out, he'll do better. He's bigger.
He never got robbed. The scorecard was 117, 112, 116, 111, 116, 112. So it wasn't a robbery. It wasn't.
I didn't say there was a robbery. I thought there was a couple 115 scorecards. But that was a while ago. I forget.
It was in 2014.
That's a long time ago for me, man.
I was actually at that fight and I was really impressed by Crawford. He really impressed me. It was like the first time I've ever seen someone so technical and so brilliant. He's unbelievable, so he is, in person. It's really good to see.
Do you think he should move up or stay at 140?
I think he should stay at 140 for the next year, at least. It's not his fault. There's no competition at 140. I think if he moves up to 147, he's doing himself injustice. I think he will maybe lose to someone like Brook or Thurman at this point in his career. But maybe with a bit more experience, he'll beat both of them quite easy.
Yeah, I mean, when you say names like Brook and Thurman, Crawford does seem small.
He does. He is small, 147. He'll be big, or he'll look comparable to like guys like Pacquiao, but that's because Pacquiao is a small welterweight. You know, like the natural size welterweights, he's going to look small against. He's going to look small against Danny Garcia. He's going to look small against Sean Porter. He's going to look small against Andre Berto and Keith Thurman and Kell Brook and Earl Spence. But the greats, like the true greats, beat those guys that are bigger than them because they're that skilled. And that, I want to see if Crawford is that skilled.
Well, I met Crawford in Glasgow back in 2014, and he was really small. He wasn't a big guy whatsoever. You know what I mean? But I think with another year experience, boxing people at 140, and maybe he would beat Brook Spence and Thurman in about a year's time, no doubt about it, because he's the most technically gifted boxer I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Well, Mike, want to thank you, obviously, for calling in all the way from Scotland. We appreciate it. Going to get you on hold and get to some other callers. Once again, thank you for calling in. I hope you continue to do so. We're going to go out to 804-319. 804-319. You're live on TBV. Who's this and where you're calling in from?
What's good, fellas? This is Fight Fan Franco, man. I'm calling from Charlotte.
Fight Fan Franco calling in from Charlotte. Talk to us, brother. We're talking Terrence Bud Crawford and his three options, according to his promoter, Bob Arum. Amir Iman, Adrian Granados, and Felix Diaz Jr. are your options.
I would have to say I like Adrian Granados and Felix Diaz kind of like the same. And the reason is because I watch boxing the same way I watch my TV shows. It creates a storyline. So you got two guys who connect to Al Haymon guys if he fights one of those two. And, you know, going down the line, if he fights one of those guys and, you know, eventually fights one of the Haymon guys, we can refer back to one of those fights. And to me, it's the storyline that creates it so we can enjoy it more. Amir Mann's not a bad fight, but it's not the same appreciation. So I like Granados or Felix Diaz. You know, I mean, who's to say? Because like I said, these guys going to work together and he fights Lamont Pearson. You know, we can come on TVV to the preview show and be like, well, look, you know, Crawford fought Diaz and here's how he performed against Diaz. And look how Lamont Pearson performed. And then we, you know, we're able to analyze it that way. So I think one of those two dudes is the best, man.
Well, all right, brother. I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. I'm glad everybody that called in participated in the show. Truly appreciate it. It is that time. Man, I was supposed to be back with a 7 o'clock show, but I am. I'm actually going to be back. I might have to push it back, but I am going to be back, hopefully at 7. But this one will be only Patreon to discuss Patreon and everything about Patreon. Answer your questions. We will be taking live calls. And, yeah, see you in a couple of minutes. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at NesGTO, of course, and my co-host and co-producer.
At Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Peace and be happy, man.